We're thankful for that. He makes a note of everything that we do for Him, and we're grateful for that, and He will bless you for it. I've just enjoyed so much being able to be here again and preach. It's an easy place to preach. You can always tell a church that is built around preaching and the Word of God, and it's exciting to be able to just stand and give God's Word and know that people are going to receive it the way it ought to be received, and we're thankful for that. I want you to open your Bible tonight to the Gospel of Luke in chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Notice with me verse 28 of Luke chapter 11. Jesus, in the midst of speaking here in this chapter, He says this in verse 28 of Luke chapter 11. But He said, "Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." There's a blessing, He says, for those that hear the word of God and keep it. Now tonight, perhaps a little different style of message. I don't know if you've ever heard a message like this or not before, but this will be a little bit different. If you're in the habit of taking notes, I would prefer that you didn't tonight. If you don't mind, I'll ask you just to put your pen away and your notes away. It's not that I don't want you to write down anything. It's just that I really need your attention in the service tonight. I don't know a message that I've ever preached that has been any more difficult to preach than this message, because the devil really fights this thing. But in a moment, I'm going to have a word of prayer, and then after the prayer, I'm not going to say anything. None of what I say tonight is going to be from me. In the next few moments, everything that I say from this pulpit after prayer will be God's word. Sometimes people say, you know, I'd like to just know what God says. Well, tonight we're going to see just what God says. I'm not going to say anything. Everything that I say, every word that I say, will be God's word. Now, I want you to listen to it carefully, because it will impact us in different ways. I want you to ask the Holy Spirit with me as we pray that He'll use the word of God as He has promised to accomplish that which He would be pleased to accomplish in your life tonight as you hear it. Remember, blessed are they that hear the word of God and then keep it. So let's pray and ask for His help. Father, we know that Satan hates your word. It is the one thing that he does not have an answer to, has no power against. And so we're thankful that it has that power, and yet we know that he will work tonight in this service to distract us from it. He will work to distract me, and I pray that you will just build a hedge about us now in these next moments. Lord, we love your word. We know that it's changed our lives in many, many ways, and yet, Lord, it still has much to do in us. And I don't know the condition of every heart in this room right now. Lord, I would pray that the Word of God, as it's preached, will bring about salvation in those who are lost. It will convict of sin and show the need of Christ. I pray that it will also challenge us as believers. May we fall more in love with the Word of God tonight as a result of hearing it. Lord, may we be challenged in our own lives to live it, to keep it, as you've said here, and then to share it with others as well. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.